is Jeopardy.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. We have a special episode for us today featuring Kathy Fuller Seeley, and not just Kathy Fuller Seeley as my co-host here talking about it, but also as a participant in the episode. So, Kathy,
behind the
yes,
the disintegrating tape. So,
well, this is I just thought it was timely because I knew that she'd been on Jeopardy. And back in what year is this that you're on it for the first time?
1989. It aired in April 1989.
Very good. 1989. Wow. So that's pretty cool. Just a little bit past the anniversary. What was that?
Yes. No. And in honor of Alex Trebek.
Yeah. In honor of Alex passing. Yeah. I think it's interesting that right now in this little window of time we're in, you can watch Jeopardy, and there's Alex Trebek in an episode you've never seen before, because he recorded, I guess it's what they said on the, I saw the little tribute they paid to him on the first one after his passing, and they said they had episodes all the way up until Christmas, basically.
Christmas.
So
he was taping up till October 29th, and they did, when they tape, they do five shows in one day.
Yeah.
And so he used to have a lovely life of you only have to work so many days a year and then you can be out playing hockey, skiing, doing whatever it is.
What a cool thing to be able to do as a performer, to do very little performing and yet you're in front of people's faces 5 days a week, every day, every week. And but for you, it's not that much work because you're not doing it every day. You're doing it, like you say, a few times a year that they're doing that.
You clip your coupons, cash your paycheck.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And I can't imagine the amount of money he was making there at the end. But anyway, so when you appeared on the show, why don't you give us a little background about how that happened and things?
Oh gosh. And thank you so much. I consider this a silly thing. I love to tell stories about it, usually just making fun of myself, because why not?
Yeah.
But to remember back in, I applied for the show in September 1988, and the show had only been on a couple years, and Jeopardy mania was still high. So hundreds of people, when they would do their city by, they'd do a caravan of going to look for contestants in various cities. Hundreds, thousands of people would send in the postcard to the TV station to apply for the show. The first year I tried in 87, I sent in one postcard. I didn't get picked. The second year I sent 100 postcards.
Ooh.
I got picked. 300 people were brought to the TV station.
How many?
In September, about 300.
300.
Contestants. And you were given a piece of paper test where they had 50 of the $1,000 questions. So 50 of the highest level double Jeopardy questions and 30 seconds a question. So you didn't have to frame it in form of a question, but you had to get 70% right. So you had to get a low C. And now 300 people took the test. About 30 of us passed. Mm-hmm. And then they did this really high tech, they wanted to see how were we telegenic. And they would push five faces together and take a Polaroid.
Oh. Okay.
And then they tried us out in front of a buzzer. They had us hold school bells and stand up, and somebody held up pieces of cardboard. Alex was not there. These were the handlers.
Right.
And you had to literally, ding, ding. So they wanted to see if you had reaction skills. Then they said, you've made it to semi, if we need you, we'll call you. So they called me in 2 weeks, late November, right around Thanksgiving, and said, hey, we want you to be a contestant. Now, back in the day, as I said, this is how they made so much money. You had to buy your own plane ticket. You had to get yourself out to Los Angeles. You had to put yourself up at a motel somewhere. They weren't spending a penny on contestants. But that's how much everybody loved Jeopardy, that they were willing to do these silly things. So for a couple weeks, I practiced watching the show every night, trying to get $50,000. And you get out there. And as I said, they ask you to bring two changes of clothing. Just in case you would win, you need to come on with a different jacket or a different scarf or something else to look like it's the next day. And they gave you, they interview you ahead of time. And so because it was back in the day, they said, Kathy, you're a woman. Do you like to cook? And I said, no, I like to eat. And I had planned, I had this brilliant plan. I was gonna tell them on Jeopardy, I was gonna tell the home audience about my dissertation research, which was about mom and pop owned nickel movie theaters back in the early days of film history. And there were no collections in libraries or museums.
Right. Yeah.
I was gonna ask America to get in touch with me to help me with my dissertation research. So, and then they said, okay, that's boring. Give us something interesting about you. And I said, well, it's the 50th anniversary of the 1939 World's Fair, and I collect things with trilons and paraspheres on them.
Right.
Oh, good. They write that down. So practice, practice, get out there. They want you there at 9 in the morning. Mm. And all they have for you to eat are stale bagels and cold, acidic coffee. And we're all in there crammed together. It's just us contestants for the week. And you don't want to talk to anybody. And you don't get to talk to Alex after the quiz show scandals of the 1950s. Right. You don't get to meet the talent. But the handlers are there. And the handlers, you know, are telling you, please don't throw up on stage. You know, they're worried about people who are going to, you know, get catatonic. They're worried. They want a good game.
Oh, yeah.
So they want to make sure that you're lively and hopped up on the cold coffee and, you know, that. So you get very little practice on the buzzers. And it turned out, I believe the system is still kind of this way. A person sits backstage and opens the buzzers for bidding. Because when you see people doing this with their buzzer, you know they're going to lose. Because every time you buzz in too early, you lock yourself out for a sixth of a second, and there's a red light on the podium that comes on that says, you're an idiot. You're buzzing in too soon.
You're an idiot.
No, it's, but they don't, they do that a lot. They never tell you when the buzzer's open. So you just have to guess.
Right.
And for the first show, I had kind of guessed that because you're on this crummy little stage and there are the TV screens that are life-size, and you read the question and Alex is reading it, but you can read it faster. So you're trying to come up with an answer and you maybe think you have an answer, and then you're waiting and waiting. And you, I buzzed in as Alex got to the last syllable of the last word of the question.
Right.
That worked. The next year, it didn't work. So it's another one of many contributing reasons why I didn't win the second time.
Okay.
So they said, but you get on, it all happens so fast. It's 22 minutes. They, you know, they want to get through these mm-hmm. things fast. I'm terrified. And so when you watch the show, bless anybody who actually does. Me with my, I'm 29 years old. I have a bad permanent. I'm not as used to speaking in front of the public as I am now. So yeah. I was about grow up. I was terrified. And in fact, you'll find one place where I forget that I'm supposed to ask, you know, Alex has to say, Kathy, ask the next, you know, go for the next question.
I couldn't do this podcast or these shows I do when I was 22. There's no way I could do this. So, I mean, the fact that you were on a, I would have been the catatonic person who passed out during the filming or whatever.
So I was absolutely terrified. And where you can see it the most is during the interview portion of the show, where I'm on the end, and so I have to go first, Alex says. And first we have Kathy, who's a graduate student in Baltimore, Maryland. What do you study? That's when I'm supposed to be going, hello, America, help me with my dissertation research. And Alex has already been doing this for years, so he knows, because I totally freeze, and I go, American history, Alex. And he knows I've completely lost it.
Yeah.
So that's when he goes to his little piece of paper, and because he's the, excuse me, smart ass that he was, bless his heart, I think he really calmed down in the 30 years afterwards, but he was pretty cocky back then. So he's talking on this little piece of paper. Oh, it says here that you collect 1939 World's Fair memorabilia. And I'm going, and he says, amongst all the things, he says, I happen to know that they had a time capsule that they were burying for 6,000 years. And I go, And he says, would you like to have a souvenir version of that time capsule? What is going through Kathy's brain, you could almost see it on the television, is all I can think about is that looks like a tampon. Why would I want to collect a tampon? Meanwhile, I go, Patty goes on to Jerry the Screw Salesman next.
That is awesome. That is so
awesome. The only other thing I will say is that the questions are not random. They find out things about you and they guess about you and they actually want to get fights going. It would be really boring if one person, like the old Ken Jennings, just gets every question right. So on my show, there was on purpose a category about jewels or gems. Oh, that's something a woman would know about. There's a category called women's history. I was a PhD student in history. There were some things about record media. Our returning champion, Glenn Kane, was a brain surgeon, and he gets a category called the brain, and he gets a category called surgery.
I never knew that. Why? And I wonder if that's true of the episode still today, because some things could have changed in that amount of time, but I don't know.
No, you're right. You know, you've got the gag categories, the potent potables, and the this and the that. But, and they don't want to, they did not have a category called screws. Okay. Is all I could say for poor Jerry. Now, maybe he was the musician in the lot and they threw in a musician category, you know what I mean? So, but as they said, you know, it's their job. They want it to be entertaining television. Sure. Not everybody gets an F television. Yeah. So.
Well, I think for this episode, let's go ahead and play it. And then I think the other, because it's really interesting, and I think it's cool leaving the final Jeopardy piece that you do up in the air. Let's let them just watch it, see if they notice anything different about it. And then next time we'll get back together and talk about her second appearance on Jeopardy. So I hope you're all going to enjoy that. Enjoy the show. It's interesting.
This is Jeopardy. Now we're going to see your today's contestant. Fuller, a manufacturer's representative originally from Waterbury, Connecticut, Kerry Daly, and a returning champion, an emergency physician from Venice, California, Glenn King, whose two-day cash winnings total $23,699. Here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Glenn, you must have a lot of supporters in our live audience today. That applause started when Johnny read the money you have won over your first two appearances on our program. So I wish you good luck today. We'll get right into it. Kathy and Jerry, welcome aboard. Let's have some fun. Let's play this first round in which there will be just the one daily double to assist you. Here are the categories: current events, zoology, AKA, also known as ads and commercials, vocabulary, and finally, recorders. Glenn, you go first, please.
I'll take current events for $100.
The first clue is, they declared an independent state for themselves November 15th, 1988, and Israel said, no way. Glenn.
Who are the Palestinians?
That's right.
Current events for $200.
A New York judge set her bail at $5 million, and a Duke put it up the next day. Doris Duke. Jerry.
Who is Imelda Marcos?
That's correct.
AKA for $100.
Madcap musician Borge Rosenbaum, who was born in Copenhagen and made his debut as a concert pianist at the age of 13. Glenn.
Who's Victor Borge?
Correct.
Current events are $300.
The Pentagon acknowledged the existence of this bomber for the first time November 10th, 1988. Kathy.
What is the stealth bomber?
That's good for $300 and the lead right now. You select.
Ads and commercials for $100.
First clue there. Crackle is the only blonde in this famous trio. Jerry?
Who are Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Right. Rice Krispies.
AKA for $200.
This director wasn't born east of Eden, but in Istanbul, and his last name was Kazancıoğlu. Kathy?
Who is Alia Kazan?
Correct.
AKA for $300.
Mary Tyler Moore show co-star, whose real name was Tadeusz Władysław Koniowka. Jerry?
Who is Ted Knight?
That's it.
AKA for $400.
This tap dancer's real first name is Ethel, but Al Jolson thought she was a gem. Jerry?
Who is Ruby Keeler?
Correct.
AKA for $500.
Silent film star Vilma Lonchit, who married Rod LaRocque. Kathy?
Who is Vilma Banky?
That's good for $500. Doubles your score to $1,000. You're tied with Jerry, but you control the board. Make the selection.
Ads and commercials for $200, please.
Sweetener, whose slogan is, for millions of people, there's just no equal. Kathy?
What is Sweet and Low?
Yes.
Add some commercials for 300.
For this actor, doing TRW commercials isn't a mission impossible. Glenn?
Who's Peter Graves?
That's right.
Current events of $400.
Back to that one. NASA's Ames Research Center and MIT were among those hit by this disease in November of 1988. Jerry?
What is the computer virus?
Yes.
Current events for $500.
Because his wife is now pregnant, this singer won't be going into space on a Soviet shuttle. Kathy?
Who is John Denver?
John Denver is the right response. Collect.
Okay. Vocabulary for $100, please.
Start that one off with this. The latex of a plant or the juice of a coconut. Glenn.
Where's the milk?
Milk is good for $100 more. Takes you up to $600. You're still in third place. Jerry's in second place. Kathy in the lead with $1,700. And we're going to take our first commercial break. We'll come back to chat with the players right after this.
Aren't you tired of all the reaching you have to do for your old windows? Reaching out the old-fashioned way to try and clean your windows and hating every dangerous minute of it. Reaching off dangerous ladders to scrape, to caulk, and paint your windows. Reaching constantly for your thermostat, winter and summer, but still not feeling comfortable. And reaching deeper into your pockets to pay bigger and bigger fuel bills. Instead of reaching for all these, do yourself a favor. Reach for your phone and put an end to all these problems. Finally, there's a replacement window that makes sense for your home. It gives you top quality, beauty, and durability at a price you can afford. The amazing XL 2000 replacement window. Space Age engineers developed this window to be virtually windproof, waterproof, truly weathertight. The XL 2000 lets you clean the outside of your windows from the inside in just seconds. With the maintenance-free design, you can say goodbye to the endless drudgery of caulking, scraping, and painting your old windows. And the XL 2000 comes standard with Rayflex Energy Glass, the high-tech glass that knows how to save you money. These windows truly will pay for themselves in a few short years because of lower energy bills. You can choose from a variety of styles to add your personal signature to the beauty and elegance of your home. Here's the secret of the XL 2000. Its special formula and unique patented multi-chambered design. The advanced technology gives you all the quality, all the durability, backed up by a 40-year transferable warranty. And the best part is you get it all at a price that makes sense, dollars and cents. So stop all that reaching, and do the sensible thing. Reach for this. Call right now to get this free full-color brochure showing you all the benefits of the amazing XL 2000 replacement window. The modern effortless tilt-in cleaning, sparkling new beauty inside and out, freedom from window painting and maintenance, plus your money back through years and years of energy savings. Call now and you'll also get this special introductory savings offer, which can save you hundreds of dollars on new windows for your home. Don't be afraid to call. No salesman's going to come to your home and knock on your door. There's no obligation, just important, free information. Give us a call right now.
How to make your child a star on Entertainment Tonight.
Two of our contestants on the program today come to us as the result of contestant searches. First of all, Kathy Fuller from Baltimore, WMAR country. Graduate student working on your PhD in what subject?
American history, Alex.
And you also collect memorabilia and trivia relating to one of the events in American history, the 1939 World's Fair.
That's right.
Now, didn't they have a time capsule that they inserted at that World's Fair?
Yes, they did. It's supposed to be open in about 5,000-6,000 years.
Did they make replicas, miniature replicas of it, and would that be part of your collection?
I haven't found one yet, but I would love to.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, you're certainly on your way to running out of money on our program. Good luck. Keep it going. Jerry Daly. Discovered out of contestant search in New York City. That, of course, is WABC country. Manufacturer's representative selling high-voltage electrical equipment.
Yes.
What would I recognize in that high-voltage electrical equipment
area? Well, certainly
area?
Nothing that would help you wire your house, Alex.
No?
It's basically distribution voltages of 15,000. Yes, actually splice and termination accessories to cable accessories, which are for splicing and terminating large distribution voltage cables.
I see. All right, well, nice having you here, too.
Nice being here.
Glenn Kane from Venice, California is our champion. He's an emergency physician, and he's the guy who's into bluegrass music. Tell me about your involvement in that area.
Well, I play the five-string banjo.
Yeah.
And I like
compete
to
compete with the five-string banjo?
I'm on the verge of competing. This will be, next year will be my year of competition. But at this point, I go to concerts and I play at home.
I see. And what concerts do you attend? Do you play as well as Steve Martin does, for instance? Or does
no.
he play a four-string?
He plays a five-string and plays it really well.
Yeah, he does. All right, let's get back into this, Glenn. You gave me the last correct response, so make the selection for us.
I'll try zoology for $300.
Middle of that column. Florida's Everglade kite is a bird of prey that eats only these slow mollusks. It eats only freshwater snails, but it doesn't eat them with garlic. Glenn, back to you.
Zoology for $200.
In most sharks, a white protective membrane covers these organs when they bite their victims. That white membrane comes over the eyes. They don't want to see what they're eating. They're like me. Go again, Glenn.
Zoology for $100.
Some fish have these sense organs on other parts of their bodies, not just in their mouths. Kathy?
What are taste buds?
That's right. Oh, you get to pick.
Okay. Add the commercials for $400.
This Worcestershire sauce company says it makes the filet mignon of steak sauce. Kathy?
What is A1?
No. Jerry?
What is Lee and Perrins?
Lee and Perrins. They make the Worcestershire sauce. A1 makes the steak sauce. Jerry, back to you.
Ads and commercials for $500.
Sybil Shepherd says she wears this company's preference hair color because I'm worth it. Kathy?
What is L'Oreal?
That's good for $500. You're back in the lead. Go again.
Recorders for $100.
According to Robert's Rules of Order, it's what the recording secretary records during a meeting. Kathy?
What are the minutes?
That's right.
Recorders for $200.
From the Greek, hodometron, meaning road measure. It measures the length of your journey. Glenn?
What is the odometer?
That's right.
I'll go with vocabulary for $300.
Add one letter to funeral to get this adjective that refers to funerals. Glenn?
What is funereal?
Funereal. Right.
Vocabulary for $400.
If you know Latin, you'll know pomology is the study of growing this. Kathy?
What are apples?
Oh, no, can't give you. Glenn or Jerry? You were so specific, but then it suddenly dawned on me that you're probably thinking of the French word pomme, which means apple. Pomology is fruits. We've got less than a minute to go. Glenn, back to you.
Vocabulary for $500.
From the French for flat, it's a trite, banal remark. Glenn?
What is a platitude?
That's correct.
Recorders for $300.
Colorful container of a list of U.S. government employees or place to record your answers to a college exam. Jerry.
What are the blue pages?
No. Kathy.
What is a blue book?
Yes, you can thank Jerry for helping you out and steering you in the right direction on that one. Select again.
Recorders for $400.
The answer there is an audio daily. We're almost out of time in this round, Kathy. You've got the lead. How much of that $1,900 do you want to risk?
$1,000, Hal.
$1,000. Here is the clue. First, heard here, his company was the first nationwide distributor of magnetic tape recorders. Listen to him.
Ooh-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra.
Kathy?
Who is Bing Crosby?
Bing Crosby. Irish lullaby. Go again.
Recorders for $500.
The cop's daily record book. It isn't there just to soak up ink. Glenn?
What is a blotter?
Police blotter.
Zoology,
right.
For $400.
Oh, we won't get a chance for that clue, but you're in second place right now, Glenn, with that correct response. Jerry in third with $1,500. Kathy, very impressive, $2,900 and the lead. As we take this break, we'll be back with Double Jeopardy following these messages.
I install air conditioning and heating for a living. Today I'm putting in the new improved add-on heat and cool pump for these lucky folks. It's a whole house air conditioner in the summer, and in the winter, it works with their gas furnace for the most economical home heating system I've ever seen. They'll save a bundle with discount electric rates, a CEI rebate, and a 5-year parts and labor warranty. So keep cool for less money. Call CEI. They'll put you in touch with a guy like me, a care contractor.
I am Michigan. Come and see the beauty of my land and the sparkle of my water.
Someday, this incredible invention
will make movie theaters obsolete. There will be movie, music, and educational channels, news, sports, weather, whenever you want it. And do you know what they'll call this modern miracle?
Sure, cable.
Get the most up-to-date television in the world at the world's fairest price, now during National Cable Month.
Hello, I'm Wilma Smith. An army of over 20,000 volunteers will wage a war against cancer on April 28th, 29th, and 30th. When an American Cancer Society volunteer knocks on your door and asks you to join the fight against cancer, please give generously. Your contributions advance cancer research, education, and services right here in our area. With your dollars and your help, we'll fight cancer and we'll win.
When husbands come out of the closet on the next Oprah Winfrey Show.
Good lively match underway to start off this week on Jeopardy, and now it's time for Double Jeopardy, two daily doubles in this round of play. We'll slip those dollar figures into the screens and we'll go up top and show our folks at home the categories. World history, the brain, gems, rivers, organizations, and finally, the instrument played. And in this category, we will give you some names. All you have to do is tell us what the instrument played is. Let's see. Jerry, you're in third place. You'll make the first selection in this round.
World history for $200.
The answer is, in the Spanish account of the incident, Montezuma was killed by these, his own people. Glenn.
For the Aztecs.
That's right.
The brain for $200.
The brain parts covered by a myelin sheath are the white matter. The parts that aren't, this. Jerry.
What is the gray matter?
Correct.
I'll take organizations for $200.
Answer. The moose don't just have a plain order. No, they have this type. Glenn.
What is a loyal order?
Loyal order of moose, right.
Brain for $400.
Common term for a temporary disturbance of brain function caused by a sudden blow to the head. Glenn.
What is a concussion?
You're right.
The brain for $600.
Wernicke's area in the temporal lobe controls your understanding of this. Glenn.
What is speech?
Speech, language, right.
The brain for $800.
Guinness says this Asian country has the highest average IQ, with 10% of the people above 130. Kathy.
What is Japan?
You are right.
Gems for $200, please.
Answer. This gem with a pearly translucence sounds like something Neil Armstrong might pick up. Kathy?
What is moonstone?
Right.
Gems for $400.
The answer there is one of the two daily doubles in this round. And you're back in the lead, Kathy. How much do you want to risk?
$2,000, Alex.
$2,000. In the category gems, here is your clue. Calling this gem a yellow sapphire is a common error. It's not really a sapphire at all.
What is a canary diamond?
Oh, no. Sorry. You had to go for a topaz in this one. Cost you $2,000. You're still in second place, and you still have control of the board.
Make gems for $600.
Real aggies are marbles made out of this, not glass. Kathy.
What is agate?
Correct.
Gems for $800.
Gems cut with round surfaces are cabochon, and those with many flat surfaces are this. They are called faceted gems. Faceted. Kathy, back to you.
Gems for $1,000.
Amber isn't stone, but a fossilized form of this. Kathy.
What is a resin?
Resin. You got it. And you're now tied with Glenn for the lead. Make a selection.
Rivers for $200.
South America's 500-mile-long Rio Teodoro is named for this U.S. president who explored it. Kathy.
Who is Roosevelt?
Be more specific.
Theodore Roosevelt.
That's right.
Rivers for $400.
Answer. In 1965, Jerry and the Pacemakers saluted the ferry that crosses this English river. Kathy.
What is the Mersey?
Right.
Rivers for $600.
Flooding from the Arno River in 1966 caused incalculable damage to this city's art treasures. Glenn.
What is Florence?
Right.
Rivers for $800.
Pioneers dying of thirst at Hell's Canyon, Idaho, could look down at this river but had no way of reaching it. Kathy.
What is the snake?
That's right.
Rivers for $1,000.
Canada's longest river. It flows from Great Slave Lake to the Beaufort Sea in the Arctic. Glenn.
What is the Mackenzie River?
Mackenzie is right. You're back in the lead.
World history for $600.
Answer. China's Manchu dynasty originated in this region. Kathy.
What is Manchuria?
Right.
World history for $400.
King Louis IX of France led the 7th and 8th of these military expeditions. Jerry.
What are the Crusades?
Yes.
World history for 800.
Socialism with a human face referred to 1968 reforms in Czechoslovakia introduced by this leader. Glenn.
Who's Dubček?
Alexander Dubček, right?
World history for $1,000.
It's been known variously as the Cheka, the GPU, the OGPU, and the NKVD. Jerry.
Why is the KGB?
The Soviet secret police. That's it. For $1,000 more. Go again.
Organizations for $400.
$400. Urging public participation in government, it began in 1920 out of the women's suffrage movement. Kathy.
What is the League of Women Voters?
Correct.
Organizations for $600.
The answer there is the other Daily Double. If memory serves correctly, Kathy, you've hit all three of them in the game today. And at the moment, you are tied for the lead with Glenn at $5,900.
$2,000, Alex.
You're consistent. All right, for $2,000 in organizations, here is the clue for you. Established in 1938, this foundation now fights birth defects.
What is Planned Parenthood?
Sorry. The National Foundation March of Dimes. All right, you're back to $3,900. You're once again in second place, but you control the board. Go
Organizations
again.
Organizations for $800.
The International Society of Arboriculture is trying to get the U.S. to adopt one of these. Kathy.
What is a national tree?
Yes.
Organizations for $1,000.
In 1988, Spider-Man was a spokesbug for this Children Helping Children fundraising group. What is UNICEF? Kathy, you're not too far off the lead. Select again.
The instrument played for $200.
Dave Brubeck, Fats Waller, Count Basie. Glenn.
What is the piano?
Right.
The brain for $1,000.
The brain stem connects the cerebrum to this. Glenn.
What is the spinal cord?
That's right.
The instrument played for $600.
With less than a minute to go. Bunny Berrigan, Miles Davis, Harry James. Kathy.
What is a trumpet?
Right.
Instrument played for $800.
Dave Baby Cortez, E. Howard Biggs, Billy Preston. Glenn.
What is the organ?
Yes.
The instrument played for $1,000.
Dwayne Eddy, Wes Montgomery, Charlie Bird. Kathy.
What's the guitar?
Correct. And our last clue for $400. John Bonham, Karen Carpenter, Gene Krupa. Jerry.
What are the drums?
Drums. That's the correct response. Boy, we did have ourselves a great match today. Glenn, our returning champion, winding up just a shade under 8,000. Kathy in good shape with 6,300. Jerry on the board with 3,500. A reminder that at the end of Final Jeopardy, the player who has the most cash will be declared champion and will return tomorrow to defend. The others will get to enjoy these consolation prizes.
Eastern Airlines is pleased to be flying our first runner-up to Fort Myers, Florida for a fun-filled vacation in the sun. Eastern, we've got your ticket to the beautiful beaches of Florida. And you and a guest will spend 6 nights, 7 days at the fabulous Radisson Suite Beach Resort on Marco Island, Florida, a breathtaking paradise of turquoise waters and gentle tropical breezes on Florida's Gulf of Mexico, furnished by Radisson Suite Beach Resort. Today's third place contestant will receive Panasonic's personal word processor for home or office with 58,000 character memory, micro floppy disk, and AccuSpell Plus from Panasonic. And now, once again, here's Alex.
Let's find out what our Final Jeopardy category is as we begin this week. U.S. coins. We'll be back to see who wins the coin after this.
I was sure he wasn't being honest. I know what he's capable of, and frankly, I was surprised. I mean, wouldn't you be if for no reason at all your husband bakes you a pie?
Mrs. Smith's Pie in Minutes.
A Wednesday night. And out of nowhere comes this pie.
Actually, it came out of the microwave.
A great pie. My birthday I could buy, but a Wednesday? Well, I am grateful.
Good.
But why is he being so nice?
They won't be expecting it, but they're gonna love it. Mrs. Smith's Pies for Dessert. Surprise someone tonight.
Feel your oats.
But first, oat flakes.
Feel your oats with new Post Oat Flakes. Golden toasted flakes with whole grain oat nutrition and a crunchy oat taste. Feel your oats with new Post Oat Flakes.
Velveeta! Velveeta!
It's those lively jalapenos blended into Velveeta Mexican that makes your nachos or any Mexican cooking a fiesta of taste.
Velveeta!
When the right elements are brought together in a dynamic environment, something extraordinary happens.
The University of Akron. More truck buyers come to the Chevy network for the things that money can't buy. Good people, exceptional quality, automatic transmission.
Automatic transmission?
That's right. Money can't buy an automatic because it's free when you buy a new full-size Chevy pickup. And of course, they come with a good service. An honest deal. A bed liner.
A bed liner?
Yep, this bed liner is free too when you buy a new full-size pickup from the Chevy Network. In Northeast Ohio, we drive Chevy.
Now at Red Lobster, one great thing deserves another and another. Introducing our great seafood trios. For a limited time, find six new trios starting at $7.95. More of everything you crave, like three great tastes of lobster, a new trio of shrimp and crab. Something for everyone, starting at just $7.95. Kids dinner, $1.95. Don't miss the great seafood trios at Red Lobster. And don't forget Secretary's Week. Celebrate with lunch at Red Lobster.
Meet Maureen Reagan.
And how to get rid of the negatives in your life.
On Tuesday.
The final Jeopardy category is U.S. coins. Contestants, I'm going to give you the clue, and you'll then have 30 seconds in which to write down your response. Be specific, and be sure to phrase it in the form of a question. Final Jeopardy answer is this. Images replaced on the fronts of the penny and the nickel by the presidents on them today. Good luck. Let's start in the middle. Jerry, you were in third place. Let's take a look and see what you put down as your final Jeopardy response. What are Indian and...
Lady Liberty.
And Lady Liberty. No, that's incorrect. How much did it cost you? $1,000. That'll leave you with $2,500. Let's go over to Kathy Fuller and see what she put down as her response. What is an Indian
that
and
was...
Miss Liberty? No, you made the same mistake he did. How much did it cost you? $6,300. Let's come down to Glenn, our returning champion, who was in the lead with $7,900. What was your response? What is Liberty? No, the correct response is a very simple one. That's why I said, please be very specific. What are Indian heads? Indian heads on both coins. How much is it going to cost you, champ? $4,701. The payoff is not a big one, but you remain Jeopardy champion, and you have a three-day total of $26,898. So congratulations to you, and thanks to our other players. We had a good time today. Good match. Gotta go. See you tomorrow right here. So long.
Today's second and third place contestants will receive Handy Wipes for scrubbing down, mopping up, and wiping off. Handy Wipes is the reusable cloth that's always at your disposal. Paul Mitchell Systems, professional salon products, luxurious hair care and styling tools for the 80s. Paul Mitchell Systems. Archway Ginger Snaps and Oatmeal Cookies, low in sodium, low cholesterol, and no palm oil. The good food cookies, always fresh in your store. Certs is the taste everyone can agree on because fresh breath speaks for itself. Certs and sugar-free certs with Retsin. The Episauna, a 10-minute facial at home. No healthy skin should be without it. 2020 Eye Drops helps relieve tired, red, itchy eyes and allergy discomfort, too. Soothe your eyes with 2020 Eye Drops. Finally, equal treatment for hands and nails. Vaseline Intensive Care Hand and Nail Formula Lotion softens rough, dry hands and helps strengthen nails.
Tomorrow at 4, the wives of gay men join Oprah and tell her what it's like to find out your husband's gay.
That's Oprah.
Tomorrow at 4, here on Tuesday. I'll take him for MacGyver, coming up next.
Johnny Gilbert speaking. Jeopardy! Is a production of Bird Griffin Enterprises and is distributed by King World.
Nothing's too good for my baby.